make sure that you follow the principle of as from the days of John the Baptist till now. The kingdom of heaven suffered
violence,
and the violent ticketed by force. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your children that you have gathered here by your power. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protection. We thank you for life. We thank you for testimonies. We thank you for health. We thank you for your grace upon our lives. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. It is written, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity all thoughts to the obedience of Christ. Father, any struggle presented here today, and wherever they are connecting to us from all over the world, let the stronghold be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the strongholds be dashed to pieces in the name of Jesus. I pull down every struggle of stagnancy. I pull down every struggle of frustration. I pull down every struggle of infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In loud amen. After your seat for 2 minutes, beloved. I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Samuel 1 Samuel chapter 17.
I'm picking the theme of our prayers this day from there. The prayers we are going to pray today, you need to hold your own anointing oil in your hand as you pray them. I'm going to pray on the oil, but you have to pray on the oil too yourself. There are plenty of prayers to prayer when we get to that level. And
there
are very strange prayers, but
they
are potent prayers. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. David was confronting Goliath. He mentioned a particular phrase that many people gloss over. People don't know the power of that statement that he made. But he wasn't the only one who made that statement.
There
was another man in the Bible who made it. The same statement. The same statement. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46, David told
Goliath,
this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. While he was saying all this, Goliath was just standing there looking at him. But David was already telling him what is going to be the end of the battle. I see somebody here this morning. Every Goliath of your father's house shall die today in the name of Jesus. Every Goliath power contesting for your moving forward, saying that you will not go far, their heads shall be cut off in the name of Jesus. Like your amen, roar like thunder. say, I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air.
And
unto the wild beasts of the earth. Listen. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. That they may know that there is a God in Israel. That they may know that there is a God in Israel. That they may know. Just in case they do not know. Or in case they decided not to know. In case they decided to ignore. That they may now know. That there is a God in Israel. That your enemies may now know. There is a God in mountain of fire. That they may know. There is a God in Israel. What a powerful statement. Now in 1 Kings chapter 18. In the celebrated battle on Camel, Mount Camel. Prophet Elijah and the prophets of Baal. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. Elijah prayed this short prayer.
Elijah Badura Shoki.
Celebrated prayer.
Adura.
Acidic prayer.
Adura Doloro.
Concrete prayer.
Adura Jiriki.
1 Kings 18:36. And it came to pass at the time of the evening. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice.
That
Elijah the prophet came near. And said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. Let it be known this day thou art God in Israel. Elijah made that statement.
Elijah not saw or again.
That they may know. There is a God in Israel. Can I hear you saying that? Your voice is not loud enough. Shout it loud and clear. It is interesting to note that these two prayer warrior individuals, they use this description of God in their battle cries. In the first instance, when David used it, Goliath fell. In the second instance, when Elijah used it, fire fell. Prophets of Baal dead. The second instance when it was used. Both times it brought remarkable answers to prayer. I want you to key into the mystery of those prophets. By shouting this louder than anyone around you. The louder you shout it, the better. My problems! Hear the word of the Lord! You shall know that there is a God in Israel. My problem, hear the word of the Lord. You shall know that there is a God in Israel. Can you shout it again? Shout it again. Now mountain, my mountains, go on. My Goliath. My enemies. Louder, louder. Wicked elders. A sovereign for the man. The phrase God of Israel occurs in scriptures 203
times.
And the conclusion of the matter is that you sitting in this anointing service today, God must do something to mesmerize and embarrass your enemies. Everyone must use some people as scapegoats so that they stop harassing your life. I said everyone shall use some people as scapegoats so they stop harassing your life. You remember the great apostle Babalola? He went to a very demonic town, knowing fully well that weekend was a weekend when they worship the most scary masquerades and the most terrible masquerades. No one comes out. Everybody locks
themselves.
That day, everybody is locked up. Nobody comes out. And yet, the great apostle walked to the king in the palace and said, "King, I want to hold a crusade." And the king said, "No problem."
He
said, "Which day?"
He
said, "Friday." King said, "No, nobody comes out on Friday. It is the day of that masquerade. Nobody can even see them. Even hide the king. I don't touch them. It has been a tradition before I was born." The man of God said, "The crusade shall be on Friday." The king said, "Well, go and hold your crusade like you said. But if they ask you who gave you permission, don't mention my name." Even the king was afraid. The day came. They were supposed to come out the night before that day. And so that night, Joseph Babalatu was on the street.
Joseph Babalola no ba wa nita.
And they saw him.
What's he?
He said, "Ah,
honey,
who are you?"
"Daniel."
"Sam, Joseph Babalola."
"Joseph Babalola,
you don't know that you are not supposed to come out."
"Said
the earth is the Lord's." "The fullness
down."
"Have you not heard, or don't you know?"
"She will go, I be."
"Nobody sees us and leaves."
"Then come, you are supposed to hear
it to face them." "Have you two not known?"
"Say you know money."
"That nobody sees me and leaves."
"So could you leave to ye?"
With a smile on his face. They were very angry. There were four of them. They brought out their horns of darkness and began incantation. The first one rained incantation, rained and rained incantation. "Remove your clothes. Remove this. Run mad. man of God was just watching. So when the cartesian of the first man did not work, second man took over. Started incantations again. Third one took over. Started incantations again. The fourth man did his own incantation. After that one has finished, the apostle asks them, you still have any more thing to say? Do you still have something to say? Now raise up his right hand. So Father,
hey, Baba,
let what happened to Korah,
Datan,
and Abiram, and the Bible happen to this man. Let the ground open and swallow them. But let the ground swallow only three. Let the last person go back home and tell the others what had happened. They had not finished. Ground opened. Three of them fell in. Close back. The only one left ran
for.
They were used as scapegoats. So shall God use your enemies as
scapegoats.
In the name of Jesus. And you know what? He held the crusade. That was the end of that Hebrew tradition. Something must happen to show who is serving the living God. Everyone must write courier letters to all stubborn enemies. God must put a difference between those who are serving him and those who are not serving him. And that is why when you start the prayers of today, every Goliath force, both ancestral and current, they must be shamed and destroyed. Your problem must know that there is a God in Israel who takes no nonsense from anybody. Read your Bible well. Study church history. All antagonists of God's children have always been ruined. All those who ever threatened God's people in the Bible, those who were alive had themselves to blame. Because God has promised to stand by his people and to make them victorious over the greatest and wisest enemies. You cannot fight against the children of God without fighting their gods. And there is no greater madness than for the weak hands of man to try to fight the Almighty God. Paul was punishing the Christians on earth. But by the time God will speak,
Saul,
you are persecuting me. It's me you are fighting, not those people. So it's a hard thing for you to kick against thorns. There is no one who ever engaged the Almighty God in battle and prospered. Anyone who has taken up a sword against the saints have perished by that sword. Those who fought against the God of David were ruined by the God of David. Those who fought against the God of Daniel, the God of Daniel ruined them. Those who fought against the God of Elijah, the God of Elijah ruined them. Even as we stand there, those who fought against the God of Olukoya, the God of Olukoya ruined them. Against the God of mountain of fire miracles, ministry, the God of mountain of fire miracles ruins them.
So
divine judgment has been so hard on those who have opposed genuine children of God. Ask Pharaoh. Ask Nebuchadnezzar. Ask Herod. That's why God is really fed up with all these forces of wickedness. They have been fighting God's children, but their nakedness shall be revealed soon. And the power of God shall force them to vomit everything they've swallowed. God has been repeatedly warning them. Let the star of this family shine. Unlock your evil padlocks. Allow the caged pregnancy to come alive. Release those you are holding as goats in your coven. Yet they have been stubborn. For something will happen today. They shall know that there is a God in Israel. They shall know that there is a God in Israel. Today, we have prayers to pray. Plenty of prayers. We may not cover it. Come back and continue next time. Just know that God's purpose cannot be thwarted. God's words cannot be destroyed. God's promises cannot fail. God's opposition cannot prevail. God's operation cannot be cancelled by anybody. At the same time, God's judgment cannot be escaped. God's welcome cannot be denied. Today, take two steps. One, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Two, you need to key into the awesomeness of the power of prayer. We're going to start praying now. There is no power on this planet that can equal or defeat the power of prayer. Prayer can plant. Prayer can uproot. Prayer can build. Prayer can destroy. Prayer can destroy. Prayer can kill. Prayer can make alive. Prayer can demolish. Prayer can construct. Prayer can fast forward. Prayer can reverse. The awesomeness of the power of prayer is something the modern day man still does not understand. We want to deploy that now on 77 prayers.
Sorry.
Well, we'll pray the bit we can pray here. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. That they may know that there is a God in Israel. That they may know that there is a God in Israel. That they may know that there is a God in Israel. If you are here in this meeting, no matter where you are, it's a very important part of this service. Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just leave your seat and come straight to the altar here. Find a way very quickly to this altar. Jesus is waiting for you there. It will be a tragedy if you cannot benefit from the prayers of today simply because you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Whatever you are, we shall wait for you. Take your bag when you are coming. Take your bag. Come quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you.
Calvary. 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 I will never forget Calvary. Calvary, I will never forget Calvary, Calvary,
Calvary,
where you went to me,
Calvary,
Calvary,
Calvary, I will never forget Calvary.
I will never forget Calvary,
Calvary,
where you went.
Calvary.
All the way to Calvary, you went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. And all the way to Calvary, you went for me. You died. Set me free all the way.
All the way to Calvary.
You went for me,
God.
Oh, Jesus. And where you went alone for me. All the way to Calvary.
All the way to Calvary.
That's where you went.
At the altar, I congratulate you.
And
wherever you are, whichever church you are, get up from your seat and go to the altar of that place to surrender your life to Jesus. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life.
Say
what I'm going to say now after.
Say,
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Wash all my sins away. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You've taken the most important decision in life. The counselors would discuss with you where you are and tell you the next steps. The rest of us, let's bow our heads. Tell the Lord that every arrow of prayer you are going to fire here today shall locate the unprotected head of your Goliath. Begin to talk to the Lord now.
Sometimes the shadows gather on me, obscure the way. Sometimes the clouds grow heavy and darken all the day. How precious to remember our Father's loving care, that He still loves His children. Thank you. soul waits on with sorrow beneath a heavy load. Remember, God will help you, however rough the road. His grace is still sufficient for every load of care. God ever loved his children, and he answers them. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Keep on believing, never despair, though you'll be heavy laden and burdened down with care. Remember, God still loves you, and he answers prayer. Oh,
bring out your bottle of anointing oil and hold it in your hand. If you brought many bottles, just bring out one. One is enough. It will transfer to the others. Hold it in your right hand. And let your voice roar like fire and like thunder. In these first three prayers, I want you to pray as you hold the
oil.
Can you shout this loud and clear? Wicked elders! Investigating my glory. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù lágbàdúrà.
Shout this again loud and clear.
Ìgbélé iná lóhùn rárá.
Arrows of last minute disappointment.
Ọba ìjákulẹ̀ nígbà tí àṣeyọrí kú fẹ́rẹ́fẹ́.
Can you shout it loud?
Ìgbélé lóhùn rárá.
Backfire! In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and command it to backfire. Something is happening already. Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù lágbàdúrà.
Strange birds.
Ẹyẹ àjèjì.
Connecting me to strange battles.
Tó ń so mí pọ̀ mọ́ ogun àjèjì.
Can you shout with holy anger?
Ìbéèrè pẹ̀lú ìbínú mímọ́.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah!
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Just. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Weapons of war. Of my enemies. Turn against them. In the name of Jesus. Let their weapons turn against them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù lágbàdúrà.
There are going to be three prayers on this oil. I'm praying the first one now.
Àdúrà mẹ́ta ni ó wà lórí òróró ó gba àkọ́kọ́ rẹ̀ báyìí.
Father, in the beginning,
the
Spirit of God moved upon the waters.
Lójú àwọn omi.
That same spirit that moved upon the waters. Let it move upon these oils in the name of Jesus. In those days too,
you
used to send an angel to trouble the water of Bethesda. Let the same angel trouble this oil in the name of
Jesus.
Let this oil become divine medication. Divine vitamin. In the name of Jesus. Put the oil away now. Two more prayers on the oil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, in the next few minutes, I want you to wear your warrior cap. Pray like a mad prophet. Like a man or woman from another world. Don't joke with these strange prayers. Arrows! Assigned to kill me mysteriously. Go back to your sender! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and pray. Makapote setele keya boshende raba. Arrows are sent to kill me mysteriously. Go back to your senders now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù lágbàdúrà.
Father, I stand here as your prophet.
Bàbá mo dúró ní gẹ́gẹ́ bí wòlíì rẹ.
And I decree.
Olùpàṣẹ.
Any heavy load.
Ẹrù wíwo yòówù.
Of infirmity.
Ti àìlera.
of sickness, of weakness
that
has followed anyone
here,
owners of evil load,
carry your load in the name of
Jesus.
Carry your load, 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 in the name of
Jesus.
Every arrow fired into the head, fired into the breast, fired into the womb, fired into the heart, fired into the backbone. Every witchcraft sponsored infirmity, you owners of evil load, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Makapote Setenga. I said, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive your healing now. Receive it, 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 in the name of
Jesus.
Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before you got here. That person, you cannot turn your neck, turn the neck. You, that spirit of paralysis, get out of that body. You, the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, release that person over there in the name of Jesus. Check your body now.
Yeah,
check it very well. The healing power of God is moving all over the place. Once you know that you have been healed, don't let the enemy put the problem back. Find a way quickly to this altar. Very quickly. Don't let the enemy put it back. Yes, sister, it is gone. It is gone. Don't be surprised. You won't see it again. It has disappeared. Yes, check that body, check that leg, check the backbone. The fire of God is moving all over your body, melting away the infirmity of darkness. Yes, be released, that's the power of God coming upon you. Find a way quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Stretch your right hand towards me now. Father, these hands that are stretched for, let them become the hands of fire, the hands of power, the hands of glory. Let them become the battle axe of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Now 21 times. Smite whichever area of your body you have trouble. Smite it and shout, go back to your center. Go back to your center. Smite it hard. Don't be afraid whether it is paining you or not. Let's go! Do it well. Check your body now. Check it very well. So many things have come back to the senders. Yes, check your body. Once you have been healed, run quickly to this altar. Run. Don't let the devil put it back. You cannot use your legs. Use your legs. You cannot see. Begin to see. You cannot hear. Begin to hear. Check your body. Check your body. A new bone is coming into the place. A new kidney. A new heart. Is manifesting now. Makatenda le kayaba. Ribosetende kayabo shende. Can you shout this loud and clear? Chasing away my miracles. Expire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree That's why Jesus brought you here. We are here for an encounter. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, anyone swearing before wicked shrines. That I will not prosper. Can you say that loud and clear? Say it with only anger. Anyone swearing before wicked shrine that I will. Oh God,
Lord!
Scatter them! In the name of Jesus. Scatter them. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Power!
Using my father's name. Or my mother's name to curse me. Can you say that loud and clear? You are not saying it loud enough. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Somebody is breaking through. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, Jesus, la badura.